Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, how much do you know about Carolina Community Action? Huh? Well, you probably know about as much as I do, and that's why today's program is all about them. We have with us the Commander-in-Chief, Karen Brackett Browning, the Executive Director, and her able-bodied Community Outreach Program Manager, Diane Wells, who I have not seen in years.
Where you been? It has been a while.
It has been a while.
Yes. Ah. She's been keeping me working.
Keeping you working. Well, it's introduction time. Now, you have to understand that Karen Browning's voice is a little bit on the mend, and so you might hear her talking like this, but that's okay. She still agreed to, I want to talk. Okay. So, so, Karen, snuggle up to this microphone and tell everybody a little bit about you. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Karen Brackett Browning, Executive Director, as Manning has said, of Carolina Community Actions. I have been back in Rock Hill as the CEO of Carolina for about a year and a half now. I worked at Carolina 9 years right out of college, and then I transitioned to Charlotte Area Fund as the executive director of that agency for 21 years. So the good people in Rock Hill allowed me to come back in December of 2017 to help usher Carolina Community Actions into the next phase of Community Action Network.
Good for you. She really got tired of the clickety-clack up and down the road, and she just had to stop, right?
Well, okay. I really did.
I bet you did, yeah. So, Diane, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am the Community Outreach Program Manager, and my role is to assist. I manage the office that is located on Cherry Road. 546 South Cherry Road is the outreach intake office where we are able to serve a number of constituents and citizens with assistance with utilities, with rent, and just a number of self-sufficiency programs that will enable them to be independent and self-reliant and, you know, no longer need our services.
Well, we hope that's always going to be the case. And so take me back. Carolina Community Actions has been around like for how long?
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years?
Well, actually, since August 20th, 1965.
Mm-hmm. 1965. Mm-hmm. So it's a federally funded program?
Well, it initially it was a federally funded program because on August 20th, 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signed into law, as you very well know, the Economic Opportunity Act as part of his war on poverty. Okay. Which created a nationwide community action network, which Carolina Community Actions is part of. So, on December 8, 1965, CCA, as we are affectionately called, was officially recognized and approved as an organization for York County. Now, at this present time, we serve five counties.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we serve York County, Chester County, Fairfield, Lancaster, and Union County. Mm-hmm. And we are known as the designated community action agencies for those counties. And basically, we were established to help fight the local war on poverty. So we do receive federal funds, but we also receive state and local funds to assist in that fight on with the war on poverty.
So if you're serving five counties, do you have five separate offices, one in each county?
We do. We have five separate offices in each county. And because we also are the operators of the Head Start program in three of those counties, we have sites, Head Start centers in three of those counties, being York County, Chester County, and Union County.
So now, are you the executive director for all five of these?
I am.
Oh, my God. So you're on the road a lot? I mean, you're up and down?
Oftentimes.
So there, you've got offices and personnel at each of these offices.
We do, because we want our staff to be abreast of what's happening locally within their geographical area and in those counties. So they're working with various resources in those counties to help individuals to achieve economic independence and self-sufficiency.
Well, we're going to get into how you do that in just a minute. I'm trying to figure out all the logistics here. So in five offices, how many people do you have that are working for you?
Usually there are two to three people in each office for specifically our community service block grant program.
Right. But here you got more than that.
Here we have, what is it, eight?
About eight.
Eight people
here in York County, because York County is about 46% of the total five-county area as it relates to the population.
Okay. All right. So somebody who's fallen on hard times, they're directed to Carolina Community Actions. Take me through how this works. I mean, I come knocking on the door. I've never been there before. What are you going
to
do?
You don't have to knock on the door, but if you do, we will open it. However, we do take appointments. So Monday through Thursday, we receive appointments, and then when that individual comes in, they are there to receive assistance primarily for utilities. Once they're in the door and we find out that that individual is unemployed and seeking, you know, they just need some additional help, then we refer them to our case manager. Our case manager, in turn, will complete an assessment on them to determine how can we help get you stable. Because a lot of times when people come in, they're traumatized. They're almost at a point when someone's utilities are about to be disconnected and they have children that are on their way home from school, a lot of times people will walk in and we will see them immediately. However, if these are individuals that just need, they have prepared and they know that they have these high energy bills, they will call for the appointments. But once that person is in our office and we determine what their needs are, the case manager completes the assessment and is able to let them know the variety of services that we offer for them. If that person is in need of a job, well, sometimes they may have a barrier such as education. So we will assist them with a GED. If they are also need some additional services, they say, well, I can go to work, but I need some assistance with childcare. We can help them with that as well. And if someone says, well, I'm not working, but I want to start a career path, and I would like to be able to at least go back to school and get some type of certificate or training that will give me some immediate training, then we will send them to York Technical College and ask them, you know, what kind of career path are you on? And sometimes we're able to start them with a certified nursing assistant program. Once they get that, that's the foundation. They're able also from there to maybe consider, hey, I want to go to actually be an RN, a nurse. Then we partner with our community. We can't do anything about partners without partners, and those partners will help place them on jobs.
So let's use that same example. You send somebody over to York Tech, and you put them in the courses. And let's say the course tuition is $1,000.
Yes.
You all help out with that?
Yes, we will. All certainly right. Will.
That's amazing. So you must track. I mean, you've got to track what's going on. I mean, if somebody walks in, they got that utility bill for $200.
Yes.
They don't have $200.
Right.
You're going to help them out. You pay the utility bill. Mm-hmm. Now, you're expecting them to come back the next month. Same problem, correct?
Well, they can't come back the same month. However, we do serve, they have an opportunity to be served twice a year. Our program operates, we have three service times a year. We have two heating seasons, where today is the last day for our heating season. Then tomorrow we will begin our cooling season, and it will end the last of September. October 1st will begin the second heating season. So out of those three seasons, an individual will have an opportunity to be served at least twice for the utility bill.
So let's just say if I come in and I need two heating assistances, that's it for a year.
Yes.
And I'll just have to sweat during the summer.
Well, they can decide whether they want a cooling assistance or a heating assistance.
But I got two.
You can get two.
I got two.
But I wanted to also add that we have a weatherization assistance program, because if we find that the utilities are running higher than they should, because statistics will prove that low-income individuals, their energy burden is anywhere between 15% and 20% mm-hmm. of their gross income, whereas everyone else who could probably afford to insulate their homes and seal their cracks and things of that nature are about 8%, 5 to 8%. So with our weatherization assistance program, we would conduct an energy audit of the home to determine why is this person's energy burden so high. Okay. And what we will do is install energy conservation measures mm-hmm. to help make that home a little bit tighter to reduce that energy burden. Mm-hmm. So that is a program that is also available in the 5-county area.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that if my house needed to be re-insulated because mm-hmm. it was old and leaking like a sieve, mm-hmm. you're going to help me out with that?
Yes, we can.
Or maybe I've got such an old house I have nothing but single-pane windows. Mm-hmm. that are leaking like a sieve.
Right. We will conduct an assessment to determine exactly what is needed to achieve a prescribed energy level for your home, depending upon the square footage of the home. We also have assisted with repair and replacements of HVAC units as well, because it could be that the unit is not working properly and may need a repair or may need a replacement. So we provide that service also.
What don't you provide over there? I mean, my gosh, this is turnkey.
Well, we are trying our best to help our neighbors here in York County mm-hmm. to become economically independent and to assist them on their path to self-sufficiency. And that means in all walks of life, not only with personal, but we're making sure that they maintain their homes to be good neighbors.
Mm-hmm. All right. You answered part of my question, which is you get two weather assistances a year. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you doing to track whether this individual who you've just given a check to pay their heating bill, mm-hmm. is in fact taking advantage of what your case manager has said, they need to get over here, and they need to get over here to get them back up so they're producing a check for themselves. Do you track all this?
We do. We have a very sophisticated tracking system that's proprietary to the state of South Carolina, where we input all of this information. And at a moment's notice, we can extract the information, and we do track. Mm-hmm. Part of that is because we want to assist those individuals with other necessary services. It may mean that they lost their job last month and are in need of some employment and training assistance. So we are able to track them every week, every month, as it in regards to where referrals are made, and information being received from referrals, or if we're providing direct services through a number of programs that we have there.
So if somebody falls off the recommended path to get back up on their feet, you're going to call them out.
We can we follow up with them.
And if they don't abide by what you've agreed to, that's it. You're just going to wash your hands of them and say, next person?
Not necessarily. We try to continue to follow up with them, especially if they are repeat customers. We know that the recidivism rate for those that are seeking assistance can be very high, mm-hmm. and we try to look at the reasons for that.
Well, you anticipated my next question, and that is, what is the recidivism rate? I mean, how often, what percentage of the people are coming back and back and back and back and are not getting to where you want them to get to?
I would say maybe about 25%, because those are the ones that may be on a fixed income. I mean, all of our income is fixed by someone, but those that may be on a fixed income may not necessarily anticipate what their energy burden is going to be for the summer, because they're extenuating circumstances like temperatures that have impact upon that. And so in some of those cases, those individuals may come to us more than one time or two times seeking assistance. And where possible, we try to maintain a list of resources to be able to help them with any potential problems that they may have.
So how many people are you serving a year? I mean, this is no small undertaking by any means.
It depends. We have probably over, just coming in, you know, maybe repeat, over 5,000 people. And, of course, you know, we have to serve them based on our funding. So there are a number of people that we're unable to serve. If we had the funds to serve all of the needs, that would be great, but we're limited with our funding. And on the average in York County, we may receive a little over $1 million. And that's really not enough to meet the needs that we have here in York County. Hmm. And so, of course, you know, we're getting ready for the 2020 census, which is going to show a huge increase. Probably, you know, you always talk about how the population is growing in York County.
Amen.
So we're going to see a huge percentage or increase in the number of people that are, you know, underserved.
So you get, is your budget that you get from the state and the Fed a separate budget for each one of your offices, or is it a conglomeration and you allocate
it? It's a total budget, but it is allocated based on the population in each county.
Okay.
So again, as Diane has aforementioned, that's why the census is going to be so important, because federal funding and state funding is based upon the census, and especially the count for those who are impoverished. It's going to be very important to count those individuals. And this year particularly, or next year in 2020, the census is going to be disseminated electronically. So we need to make certain that individuals are aware of that and complete the census form, because in order for us to be able to assist individuals with the services that we provide, it will be based upon census figures.
So right now your budget roughly is what per year for your whole big thing that you're doing?
Carolina is about a $12 million agency, including the Head Start program. Head Start is our largest funded program. Again, we serve 0 to 5 year olds in a pre-K and early Head Start program, and our slot level at present is 770 for Chester, Union, and York County.
770
slots.
Oh, slots.
Children.
Good Lord.
That we, individuals that we serve in Head Start.
All right, I got to take a time out here. Way over my mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, ladies, you don't know anything about this, but we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. And there's only one way to do it, and we're all going to say it together. One, two, three. Slice.
Garden.
We got it. Not bad, guys. Back after these words.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Ready to purchase a home, refinance your current mortgage, or need a home equity line of credit? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Founders is having a great mortgage and home equity line of credit promotion until April 30th. Don't miss your chance to apply online at foundersfcu.com/mortgage or at one of our convenient locations where a qualified mortgage loan officer will help you through the application process. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Karen Brackett Browning, Executive Director of Carolina Community Actions, and along with Diane Wells, who is the Community Outreach Program Manager. My eyes are opening up here, ladies, because I can't believe I didn't know anything more about this. I knew nothing about this. A $12 million budget covering five counties that you're doing work in. You've got about 5,000 people a year who are just walking in. I need help with utilities, I need help with getting back on my feet, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just one of five programs that you operate,
right? That's probably two of the programs,
two
the Community Services Block Grant and our Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program.
Okay.
But agency-wide, our statistics will prove that we served 9,815 people last year with our programs ranging from Head Start programs to youth employment and training programs, weatherization, and the other two programs that were mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. That's almost 10,000 people a year. That's 800 at least a month walking through the doors.
Yes.
Whew. And the bulk of those are right here, I bet you, in your county.
At least 45%.
Yeah. And you're right. You know, and Diane hit the nail on the head. I've said this 100 times on the air. The population projections for York, just for York County, mm-hmm. are nuts. We're going to grow by 50% in the next 10 years. 50%? Mm-hmm. We're going to be over 400,000 people. Mm-hmm. So somebody looks at these numbers in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. and says the 12 million needs to be 14 or 15 mm-hmm. million to do the job.
We'll take it.
We'll take it, she says. Because you can't do all that you're trying to do mm-hmm. when you don't have enough money.
Right.
What's boiled down to?
We don't. And that's why the resources, our partnerships, mm-hmm. are so incredibly important mm-hmm. to us. There's nothing that we can do alone, and we would not even be able to serve these individuals without the significant mm-hmm. number of partnerships, both mm-hmm. private, public, other nonprofits. It's because we try to connect mm-hmm. and collaborate and coordinate services with others that we have been successful in our quest to serve individuals.
All right, Diane, this is your bailiwick now, so start talking to me about partnerships and programs and outreach things that you do.
Well, you know, when we look at partnerships, we're looking at, you know, we have a new facility coming, Pathways, and, of course, all of those are partners. We will be moving, relocating in the near future from the back of our building to the front of our building. It's in the process of being
moving on up.
Renovated. Yeah, so very shortly. We are part of a huge partnership that is going to be located at our address,
right.
And that's Pathways. So all of us, it's a community collaboration, will be trying to serve those individuals from that one site, and we're calling it a one-stop shop. Well, we will certainly be one of the lead tenants there. And so
I should say so. 5,000 people coming through the doors.
Yeah.
Woo!
And so, as you can see, it'll be a great partnership with the different resources right there, where a person will not have to need transportation as much to go across town, because everyone will be housed in that one-stop shop. And so our partners range anywhere from, of course, our utility vendors. Those are our main vendors, as well as the universities, Winthrop University, York Technical College, Clinton College, all of the educational institutions assist us, as well as social service agencies, housing authorities, and all these counties, First Steps, of course, WRHI. So we have just a number of community businesses and nonprofit partners helping us to target really the same, we call them customers, because when they come through our doors, the need that they have is not just for Carolina Community Actions. There may be social service needs that they have. So we will be able to refer them, you know, to social services, medical needs. Yeah. We do that now. So all of that will be a part of the partnership.
Interesting. So you have partnerships that are helping people to the next step.
Yes.
But you don't have, I don't know, tell me, do you have partners who are helping you financially, or is that pretty much just state and federal dollars?
Pretty much is state and federal dollars. We are, our board is engaged in much discussion about seeking donations. Now, we do have individuals that, particularly for our Head Start program, they may provide donations, and we have a lot of in-kind donations. Mm-hmm. But we will start very soon with seeking other financial donations to help us with those expenses that cannot be charged necessarily to the federal and state grants.
Now, talk to me a little bit about Head Start, because that certainly is a name that's been around for generations. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know a whole lot about it and how many kids you're helping out and families and what have you.
So at present, again, as we've mentioned, we have 770 slots as it relates to Head Start. And Head Start is an early childhood education program, and we use the creative curriculum in preparation for school readiness. And the primary ages right now that we're serving are ages 3 and 4. We do have some 5-year-olds that tend to stay with us before going to the public schools. But a lot of people aren't aware that there are a lot of social service components to Head Start, mm-hmm. in that we provide health services like dental, hearing, vision screening, lead screenings. We provide nutrition services to those individuals. And there's a lot of family support, parent engagement, fatherhood project, grandparents program. So we're looking from a holistic perspective in serving not just the youth or the school-age child, but the parents as well. If those parents are unemployed and it's because of needing employment and training, we try to arrange that with Head Start funds. And the eligibility criteria for that particular program is they must be at or below 100% of the federal poverty guidelines.
Which is now roughly what? Do we know that?
It's based upon the number of individuals that are in your household.
Okay, all right. Well, ladies, we have run out of time. It's been fascinating. Look at that. I filled up all the papers with notes here. We got to do this again, because this is something that needs to be repeated over and over and over again. All right, Karen, thank you very much. Diane, nice to have you here as well.
Well, thank you. And we want to give a plug to our Community Action Month. May, which is tomorrow, we'll launch the Community Actions Month. And we want just to make people aware to get out, serve people, individuals, and families to help make them healthier and self-sufficient.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, because they prepare the best subs and salads you'll find anywhere on earth. And how do they do it now? 1, 2, 3, everybody.
Slice, slice, slice. Garn, garn, garn.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.